This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris stressed the importance of fixing the root causes of migration during her final remarks of a trip to Mexico and Central America to address the surge of migrants at the southwestern U.S. border. Tuesday evening, Harris told reporters, quote, "I want to be very clear that the problem at the border in large part, if not entirely, stems from the problems in these countries. Most people don't want to leave home," she added, "and when they do, it is usually for one of two reasons. Either they are fleeing harm, or to stay home means they cannot satisfy the basic needs of their families." Harris underscored conversations she had with Guatemalan officials in which agreements were struck for the U.S. to fund projects that root out corruption, strengthen the rights of laborers and farmers, and empower young women. Earlier Tuesday, Harris met with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City to discuss bolstering economic conditions in Central America. When asked by a reporter whether the U.S. made specific commitments to increase legal pathways to migration, including work permits, Harris said there were discussions, but no promises were made. Harris and López Obrador watched as aides signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a strategic partnership to cooperate on development programs in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Tens of thousands of their citizens have left home to trek through Mexico to try to get into the United States in recent months. In April alone, more than 178,000 migrants reached the U.S. border, nearly half of them from Central America. You can keep up on our immigration stories and all the news we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military estimates that it has completed more than half of its withdrawal from Afghanistan, a pace that appears far ahead of the September 11th deadline set by President Joe Biden in April. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg acknowledged on Monday at an Atlantic Council event that the decision for the U.S.-led NATO force to leave Afghanistan entails risk, but he added that NATO built and trained Afghan security forces to take responsibility for security in their own country. The withdrawal has sparked fears that Afghanistan's civil war could intensify and spiral out of control. A number of Afghan citizens have been killed in a string of attacks since May the 1st, when the United States formally began its withdrawal, and the Taliban have made territorial gains across the country. U.S. defense officials have pledged to continue financial support for Afghan security forces and to provide help to Afghanistan's Air Force, which relies heavily on civilian contractors to keep its planes and helicopters in the air. Pakistan has formally conveyed to the United States that Islamabad will not provide military bases to Washington for counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after all international troops exit the war-torn country. Several top Pakistani government officials, privy to a flurry of recent high-level bilateral talks, shared some details on Tuesday of the discussions with VOA on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to speak with the media. A Pakistani official who deals with national security matters told VOA that Pakistan doesn't want terrorism, but there will be, quote, no basis possible on Pakistani soil. He said negotiators have stopped raising that issue in the talks. Since U.S. President Joe Biden announced in mid-April that all American troops will be out by September 11th, his national security team has been reaching out to regional allies to arrange for placement of military facilities outside Afghanistan. The bases are expected to be used for intelligence gathering and carrying out counterterrorism strikes if Afghanistan descends into another round of civil war after U.S. and NATO troops depart. United Nations judges have rejected former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, a ruling that will keep him in prison for the rest of his life. Mladic is 78. He was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica. He was also convicted of ordering unlawful attacks against civilians in Sarajevo. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.